Let's go to your favourite spot to snuggle up. A place where you feel safe, comfy and warm. Maybe you could curl up on the couch with some cushions. Or snuggle into your bed. Are you cozy now? Great, because it's time to relax and go on a sound walk. Time to visit a different part of our magnificent country and meet some animals. Close your eyes, and as you listen, keep them closed. What pictures do you see in your mind when you really listen? Today we're visiting a rainforest. That's the gentle call of the brown cuckoo dove. They can be hard to see because their soft brown plumage blends into the trees and vines that twist and wind through the forest. You can always hear them. If you haven't already closed your eyes, close them now and let's practice our breathing. Pretend you're sucking in air through a straw. And feel how your belly moves as you breathe in. And then slowly let the air go as you breathe out. Breathe in. And out. That's the high-pitched song of the yellow-bellied sunbird. A magnificently bright bird with a yellow belly, a shiny blue throat, and a long, slender black beak. Wow! There's two birds tending to their nest. Down to the ground they swoop to collect some sticks and leaves. It looks like one of them has caught a spider. Where are you taking your spidery snack, little sunbird? Back to the nest. Aha! That spider is a snack for their chicks hiding in the nest. Busy parents tending to their nest and feeding their young. Important work, little birds. That was a different call. It came from low down on the rainforest floor. What will we find if we follow that sound? Ooh, it's another busy bird. The brush turkey. A much bigger bird than our yellow-bellied friends. This brush turkey is busy building a mound of litter. It's the brush turkey's version of a nest, but much bigger. He uses his strong claws to rake and move the litter until his mound is just right. Then along comes the female to lay her eggs. For weeks, he keeps on working and working, making sure his mound is just the right temperature. His mound must be too warm inside today, because he's taking the leaves and the litter off the top so it cools down inside. Who knows what the weather will bring tomorrow? But one thing's for sure. He will be busy helping those eggs to hatch by making sure they are not too warm and not too cold, but just right. How lucky to meet two different types of birds tending their nests and helping their young to grow. Do you have someone who supports you when you need help. Maybe you enjoy the feeling of helping others. A younger sibling or a friend. We all need others to help us and to help others too, so we can grow and get stronger. Listen, our cuckoo friend is back to say hello. Even though we can't see her, it's nice to hear her and know she's there. Let's concentrate on our breath and listen to the rainforest. Breathe in and out. In and out. How do you feel? Is your breath slow and calm? Let your arms and legs feel heavy. Your whole body is relaxed. You are warm and safe and calm.